spend as much time by yourself as I do. You're going to talk to yourself. How are you guys? How are you guys doing? You can hang in there. You can be okay.
Hester, and where maybe he ranks in terms of guys that you've had to prepare for?
Ranks in number one. There's no one even close. I mean, he's an elite class. I mean, he's in a class by himself because of what he's done in his past. And, you know, people have asked me this week, even during the off season, has he slowed down a bit? I don't think so. I think he's just as dangerous as he's ever been.
Is it just the speed that makes him so dangerous? Or is it when you analyze what makes him great, what do you see?
Speed, elusiveness. On punt returns, he always can make the first guy miss. He's got better vision than any return I've ever had to prepare for. He can see things long before they happen, and he can set things up and set up the coverage team. And he can see what's going to happen before anybody else can. So he's unique and very rare in that instance.
You had a little bit of a new challenge here trying to get a rookie punter prepared for him. What do you tell Jeff to be aware of with Hester?
Well, I told Jeff this week so far. He had a great day yesterday. He got some confidence back, which is good, and that's what he needed. I think he was a bit nervous on Sunday, and even though we're indoors, I think it's just under the lights in the NFL for the first time. And I'm not making excuses for him, nor would I, and he wouldn't do that himself. But when you prepare for a great returner like Devin, and you have to prepare for an outdoor game, I'm glad it's not in December or November. I think you just have to go back to what's made you a good punter, and his fundamentals, his leg strength, and believing in his drop and believing in his leg swing, and that's what we've emphasized to him this week.
He said he thought his steps were a little off.
They were.
Was that your analysis as
absolutely.
Well?
Absolutely. I saw it during the game, and I think it was too late to fix it at that point because we could try to fix it and try to tweak it, but that's what I noticed, and I told him basically to go back to what he was doing in the pregame, and he struggled a bit, obviously.
Do you think that was a little bit, maybe just, was it rushing a little bit? Did he feel...
Probably. Trying to rush it a little bit. The protection was okay. Could be a little bit better. We have to improve there as well. So it's a whole process for our punt team. The good thing is that I told him during the game and after the game when we watched the tape together is that our coverage team covered very, very well. I was excited about that. And, these guys are going to cover. They're going to play hard. And, he needs to help us out so we can help our defensive field position because we did not do that on Sunday.
Has your opinion evolved at all in recent, like this year, last year, with guys deciding whether or not to take the ball out from deep in the end zone?
Has my opinion changed from last year? Not really. It depends on who your returner is back there. I think Devin's going to bring every one of them he can out. I'd like to think that we would too, depending on the game situation. We're going to be aggressive and we're going to get after folks and hopefully do what we do.
Cordero getting a little frustrated at all?
And that's a great question because on the sideline after it was a five in a row were touchbacks, you could tell that. I mean, I was waiting for him to be frustrated. I had my little, don't be frustrated talk ready, and I didn't have to use it because he was locked in and he was ready to roll, and he just knew that when he gets his opportunities that he needs to be ready for him.
So you're very comfortable with him 8-9 yards deep, just bringing it out
it's there, depending on the situation. Yeah. We're not going to do it just to do it. We're not about stats. We're about field position and helping our team win games, and that's what it's all about. But we feel that a guy like him, because he's a game changer in our opinion, that's why one of the reasons why we drafted him, that he's a pretty special guy, so hopefully we'll get him some more opportunities this week.
In most instances, do you just tell Locke, out of bounds, don't even let Hester get it, or does it change because – he's a rookie.
Again, depending on the game situation, depending on who's hitting the ball, I think I don't know what the Detroit punter was told, but he struggled a bit, probably trying to put it in the corner type thing, and the ball went out of bounds at 22 yards, 29 yards, and I think that's what can happen with a lot of young punters. If you tell them, hey, I want it out of bounds, it's Devin Hester, next thing it goes 22 yards, and you don't want that either. So there's a fine line about how much coaching you do in terms of how much direction you want to use. And to me, if it's high and it's good hang time and it's a decent distance, we should be okay.
How is he directionally, Locke?
You know what? That's one of the things we really liked about him coming out of UCLA. He was a very good directional punter, and I think it's a work in progress right now. It's a little bit easier directional kick in college because the hashes are so far over towards the sideline compared to the NFL. But he's going to continue to work on it, and I think we need to make that a weapon for us when we're at home.
Mike Gibbs, all the touchbacks that you are seeing and kickers kicking it out of the end zone, does it put even a premium on when you do get that one opportunity that just hangs in there to try and make the most of it?
You try not to think of it that way, but I think it boils down to, hey, we may not get many opportunities. Robbie Gould had five touchbacks a week ago. He's 5 for 5. So we're going to prepare and plan like we always do, that we're going to get some opportunities, and if they arise, you know, if they come up, then great, and if not, then you can't be frustrated. That's the NFL. That's the way, you know, that the league has changed in terms of limiting the amount of kickoffs and or kickoff returns. That doesn't mean I have to like it.
Right.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Have a great day.